Dogs are funny animals. We have a gentle small dog who fits so well into our family. But the moment you give her a bone, she runs away from you as though somehow you're going to steal it back again. And then if she feels as though she has a surplus of things to chew on, she'll go and bury the bone so that she can dig it up later. It's like a hidden treasure in the dog's life, and they never ever forget where they buried that bone. We too find ways of stashing away our treasures in safe places. At least we think they're safe. A bit like the man in the story, the parable that Jesus told. This guy was really wealthy. So wealthy, in fact, that he was running out of places to store his stuff. So he built ever bigger storehouses. And in his heart, he said to himself, I have many good things stored. I've saved enough for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy life. Luke chapter 12, verses 20 to 21. But God said to that man, foolish man, tonight you will die. So what about the things that you prepared for yourself? Who will get those things now? This is how it will be for anyone who saves things only for himself. To God, that person is not rich. Can I ask you, where's your treasure? Is it all wrapped up in the comforts and the pleasures that seem oh so important here and now? Has it lulled you into a false sense of security? Or have you figured out that there's another, much bigger reality? A wealth that goes way, way, way beyond anything that money can ever buy. A wealth both for today and for the rest of eternity as you live out your eternity in the presence of the one true living God. The God who loves you so much that he sent Jesus, his son, to suffer and die so that your sins could be forgiven. If you've been joining me in your fresh devotional these last few days, you may feel as though we've been hammering this whole wealth and money thing just a bit hard. I get that. But this is the one subject that Jesus spoke more about than any other in his public ministry. My hunch is that there was a very good reason for that. It's God's word, fresh for you today.